Church family, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Erica Billman. I am the wife of Ben Billman and daughter-in-law to Ken and Ella Billman. And I wanted to come up here today and give a living picture of my life over the last year, 2 months, and 13 days. Precise, I know. But on September 21st, at roughly 6:50 a.m., I found out that my 16-year-old brother, Joseph, had died due to suicide, and my whole world shook. I didn't know what to do or think, except I knew that my life was different, that everyone became way more valuable to me, and I didn't think the tears would ever stop or I'd ever find normal again. However, through time, I've learned that God is faithful, bigger than I ever thought, and he never gives up on us. The day of this tragedy, I was a believer for only a year, 7 months, and 25 days. I thought I had a strong faith, knew that no matter what, God and I would be good. I was going to church and learning. I knew that God loved me, that I loved him, and I believed I could make it through anything with God. However, all that I thought I knew, I realized was shallow belief. When disaster struck, I was okay for a while, being strong for my family and friends who aren't believers, but I soon found myself angry at God. I had prayed many times for my brother to be saved from himself, and the answer to those prayers was no. I wasn't angry at my brother because I knew he was troubled. I had seen it for years, and so I didn't blame him. But I hadn't known God as well and for that long, so I was angry at him. It took a while for me to break down and get help and talk to someone, which led me to counseling with Christine Carmichael that has now grown to a discipleship. Through our time together, I have learned more about God than I had ever known. I've learned that our God is a God of love, mercy, faithfulness, power, wisdom, and that most importantly, God is more than enough for me. These may have been things I had an idea of before, but now I know them more fully. Dwight and Rich have spoken of discipleship and the importance of it as children of God, and it has been wonderful. We are truly called to come alongside another through bad times, good times, and to just check up on one another. Looking back over my short walk with the Lord, I can see how God had prepared me for the loss of my brother. First, he rescued me from my sinful ways and lost direction. He then helped me be an example of his love and grace to my, at the time, fiancé Ben, who was still rebelling against God, which helped him come back to his faith and be a rock for me during these hard times. Through our getting married, God led me to meet Christine to direct our wedding, which helped us get to know one another. And through compassion God put in our hearts, Ben and I took in my brother to live with us the summer just before his passing, which I now know is a huge blessing. Joseph came to church with us here, and many of you got to show him the love of God, which I am extremely thankful for. I don't know if Joseph ever accepted Christ as a Savior, which I will struggle with, but nonetheless, God prepared me and gave me time with my brother that without all of his struggles, I wouldn't have had. Do I still sometimes think that Joseph should still be here? Sometimes, yes. But do I trust that God works everything for our good? Yes, even more so, because through all the heartache, God answered another prayer I had prayed before this happened with Joseph, and that was for my sister and I to have a closer relationship because we had had a very broken one, and now we have something we have both wanted for years and couldn't get around our own issues to have. Rich also challenged us at the beginning of this year to develop our theology, and this tragedy has helped me develop my theology by getting to know God more. I've learned more about God's character and that he was just as saddened at the loss of my brother as I was. I learned that God didn't want Joseph to make this decision, but only wants good for us, which is why he gives us the commands he does. He doesn't want us to be the sheep wandering off, jumping off cliffs, but to hear his voice and follow his voice. So I came up here today to share with you all about our loving Father and how he has done a work in my life. Our Father seeks us personally, wants close relationship with us, and wants to lead us into his light. And I'm so thankful that he is doing that in my life, and I hope that you let him do that in yours as well. When I first gave my testimony before being baptized, I shared a verse that to this day I still hold to be very important, and that is Psalm 119:71, which says, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." Thank you.